This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Not with us.
In
the Anthony and Susan Hoy news studio is Becca Martin Brown. She is the editor, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
She is homesick, unfortunately.
The flu caught up with her. So we're going to prove that her presence is a needed thing, but we're going to try to fill in however feebly we can.
We're going to attempt to do this.
To tell you what's happening this weekend.
We're going to find out what's up, actually, this weekend.
Yes, because what's up is what do you call that?
The entertainment section.
Yes.
Comes out every Friday.
Not periodical. What's this?
Tabloid.
Tabloid.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's in the newspaper every Friday.
Every Friday, giving you all the information of all the entertainment happening in the region.
So here are some highlights.
We're going to do some highlights.
As
we flip through,
yes.
What's up?
The Shiloh Museum is going to have an exhibit of things that are from a former museum.
Yes.
The University of Arkansas Museum. It still exists as a collection.
Right.
If it doesn't have a permanent place.
Exactly. The stuff is in storage, for lack of a better word.
Yes.
It's just not on display like a regular museum. But it's all the artifacts and things that they collected all over the years is still there.
Right. And so they're going to have an exhibit that will open.
It opens Monday, mm-hmm. and it's up through the year. And the hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale. The cost is free. There will be a sandwich-in program mm-hmm. called Forgotten But Not Gone. It'll include a panel discussion on the history of the University of Arkansas Museum by current and former museum curators. That's at noon on February 20th at Shiloh.
Okay.
Admission is free to that as well.
What else we got?
What else do we have?
I know that the University of Arkansas Library is beginning a series of Fellini films, Fellini in February.
Uh-huh.
The first one will be 6 o'clock Tuesday at the library. It'll be every Tuesday through February 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Among the films included in the Fellini in February, 8 and a Half.
I don't know this one.
It's a classic.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. It's perhaps the most famous film I've never seen. I believe this is the one that includes that iconic image of death playing chess.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, Tuesday night at 6 begins Fellini in February at the University of Arkansas Library.
Okay. Another highlight, percussion performance by Benjamin Finley of East Central University. That's at 7:30 Monday night at Breedlove Auditorium at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. And as always, our favorite word.
It's free.
It is free.
Trampled Underfoot is playing tonight at George's.
They are. The Randy Rogers Band plays at 10, and Trampled Underfoot is from 6 to 8, and that's at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. Tomorrow night, a show I'm kind of excited about, the Paper Hearts are reuniting.
This will be the first time you've seen them.
It'll be the first time I've seen
yes.
them, but I'm very excited. I'm going with some people who remember them from the original incarnation
yes.
when they were here before.
It's all of the original members together.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited. I didn't realize that I know the people individually, and I didn't realize that they were in a band back in the day. So I'm pretty excited about that. That's at 9 o'clock at Rogue Pizza in Fayetteville. I believe admission is $5.
Yes.
I think Kentucky Waterfalls is opening.
They are.
So there's that. And Sunday.
Yes.
If you're looking for some music on Sunday, Sarah Hughes, local favorite, is going to be playing from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Common Grounds in Fayetteville.
So you can see Sarah Hughes, but not miss a second of the Super Bowl. Because she'll
what
be done.
What time does the Super Bowl start?
It's about a 5:30 kickoff.
Oh, so yeah.
Yeah. Tomorrow afternoon at the Fayetteville Public Library,
mm-hmm.
Stephen Karam, who is the author of Sons of the Prophet,
mm-hmm.
will be at the library to talk about his script. It's, of course, the next production in the Theater Squared season.
And you'll be there?
I will, moderating that conversation.
Also tomorrow at the library, it's Take Your Child to the Library Day. Beginning, yes, from 10:30 a.m. to noon. So you can bring your child from 10:30 to noon, grab some lunch, come back for the panel discussion.
Right, which is at 3.
Which is at 3. So perfect. You can do all of that. Lots of things going on tomorrow. Birds and Breakfast, the University of Arkansas, will be catching, banding, measuring, and recording data on birds, then releasing them, of course, back into the wild for Saturdays this month. It starts this week from 9 to 11 a.m. at Hobbs State Park in Rogers, and that is free.
Is there breakfast food available? It's called Birds and Breakfast?
I don't know.
Or are they just letting you know it's in the morning?
I'm not sure. Okay. If you want more information, you can call 789-5000.
Mm-hmm.
Also, tomorrow morning, a tribute to Black American composers. It's a panel discussion at 10 a.m. at Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the U of A campus in Fayetteville. Also free. More information for that at 26532. And this sounds interesting to me. On Sunday, History of Quilting in America with Lillian McConnell. She has a lecture at 3, and the exhibit is up through February 22nd at the Center for Art and Education in Van Buren.
Sounds like a good time.
Also free.
All right. Well, we miss Becca.
We do miss Becca.
We got through, but there's some ideas for this week. And Becca, rest, fluids.
And we'll talk to you soon.
All right.